Shalom aleichem rabbeisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Beis Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third topic of Parashat Bamidbor, the counting of the Levim. By the Aliyah of Revi, Perek Gimel, Posuk Aleph. Ve'eile toiladoiz aroinu Moshe beyoim diber adoino yes Moshe behar sinoi ve'eile shemoiz b'nei aharoin habechoir nodov literally translated, and these are the children of Aaron and Moshe. The problem is that the next pasuk only tells us the children of Aaron, not of Moshe. And the pasuk himself answers it. Why are they considered the children of Moshe? Because Moshe taught them the Torah that Hashem taught him at Har Sinai. So they are the children of Aaron and Moshe. They're the biological children of Aaron and the ruchniyistic children of Moshe. And what are the children's names? The Bechoyer was Nodav, followed by Avihu, and Lozor and Yisomo. Says Rashi, Evela toldos Aaron and Moshe. But they know maskir elabnei Aaron. Nevertheless, v'nikiru toldos Moshe. Why? Lefi shalim don toiro. Melamein shokala melamein es ben chaviroi toiro. Ma le'olov akosov kilu yoldoi. Then Nasu Elo Atolod Shaloi, Shalimdon Mashalom and Mepia Gvura, that's how they became Moshe Rabbeinu's spiritual children. Poso Gimel Eile Shemoid Benei Aharoin Akoyanim Amashuchim Asher Milei Yodom Lechahein. These are the names of the children of Aharoin, the Kohanim that were anointed, all of them, on the day that Milei Yodom Lechahein. When they were appointed, when they were given a job to being Kohanim. The word of Mile Yodom, that phrase, means to be given a job, to be inaugurated. But Nodav and Avihu died in front of Hashem. We saw that in Parsha Shmini, when they brought a foreign fire in front of Hashem. On the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they brought Keturah Zorah. And Nodav and Avihu did not have any children. And Elozov and Yisomo were Kohanim in the lifetime of Aaron Avihem. So says Rashi, al pnei Aaron Avihem bechayov. And the Ramban asks, what's the Chiddush? All children of Kohanim Gedolim are Kohanim during the lifetime of their father. What's the Chiddush? And the Ramban has two terutzim. Sound like the first teretz is Bedas Rashi, and the second teretz is his own pshat. Bedas Rashi, what's al pnei Aaron Avihem is referring to what we saw in the previous pasuk Gimel. Eile shmoiz bnei Aaron akohanim ameshuchim. This is a Chiddush. Normally, a Kohen never gets Mashiach, he's never anointed during his father's lifetime. Because Kohanim and Yoitim don't need a Mashiach. You're born to a father who is a Kohen, you're a Kohen. The only one that needs a Mashiach is a Kohen Godol. That only happens after the father died. Over here, there's a Chiddush. Vayechayin Elozov Yisomor as Kohanim Meshuchim, as anointed Kohanim, during the father's lifetime, a once-in-history event. That's how the Ramban learned Bedas Rashi. And the Ramban has his own pshat that the words of Pnei Aaron Avihem is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Vayomos Nodav Avihu al Pnei Aaron Avihem. Nodav and Avihu died in their father's lifetime. That's a chiddush. That's not normally what should happen. And the rest of the pasuk, Vayechayin Elozo Veisomor, is in brackets, a maimar amuzgal. That after Nodav and Avihu died, the only Kohanim left were Elozov and Yisomo. Posuk hei, vaydaber Adonai el Moshe leimoi, rakrev es matei levi vehamatoi, soi lifnei Aaron hakohen, v'sheiresu oisoi. Says Hashem to Moshe, bring close Shevet Levi and present them to Aaron hakohen, and they should serve Aaron. How so? What is that service? Posuk Zayin. Veshomeru es mishmartoi, ves mishmeres kolho eido, lifnei oi helmoi eide la'avoides avoidas hamishkon. They should help Aaron do his job. And the truth is, it's the job of the whole Am Yisrael. Just the Levim are representing Am Yisrael in helping Aaron in his job in front of Oyel HaMoed, in order that Aaron and the Kohanim could do their job in the Mishkan. Veshomeru es kol kelei Oyel HaMoed ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael la'avoid es avoidas ha-mishkon. And the Levim should guard the kelim of the Mishkan, and they're doing the job of Bnei Yisrael, that they are representative to do the Avodah and the Mishkan, whatever the Levim's job is to do. Says Rashi, V'sheirsu oisai, umahu ha-sheirus, what is the service that the Levim are serving Aaron? V'sham ues mishmarto, the next pasuk. L'fish ha-shmiras ha-migdosh olof. It's upon Aaron HaKohen, shelo yikravzo, that non-Kohanim should not get close. K'mo yishenemar in Parshas Koirach, ato vonecho ve'isavicho itecho, tiso es avoin ha-migdosh. V'alvim alolo misayin oisom. The Levim are helping the Kohanim, zui ha-sheirus. V'shomu es mishmarto, kol minu she'odo memune olov, and it's anything that a person is in charge of. U'mutel olov la'soisoi, a job, kori mishmeres. That's what a job is called. B'chol ha-mikro v'loshen mishne. K'mo sh'omru b'bikson v'seresh. The Gemara darshan is about them. V'aloi ein mishmalti u'mishmalto choshovo. Namely, our jobs are not the same. V'chein mishmero yizkun olaviyo means the jobs that they were given. V'es mishmeret b'nei Yisrael she'kulom o'yu zkukim l'tzorchei mikdosh. Everybody really needed to do that job in the mikdosh. Ela sh'alevim bo'yim tachteyem b'shlichusom. The Levim were appointed as shlichim of Am Yisrael. Lefichoch, being that the Levim are our shlichim, loikchem em ha-maisrois bischoron, they get the maisrois as payment. Shenemar, ki sochoru lochem, chilef avudaschem, a posuk in Parshas Koirach, that this maiserishon is a payment to the Levim in exchange for their work. Posuk tez v'nosatoz halvim le'aroin ulevanov, nesunim nesunim heima lo'oy me'eiz b'nei Yisrael. And you shall give the Levim to Aaron and his children, namely the Kohanim. They are given to him as a gift to help him do the Avodah in the Mishkan from among Am Yisrael. Not from Bnei Yisrael. It's not that Am Yisrael is giving a gift to Aaron in form of the Levim. It's Hashem giving them. But they came from within Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Nesunim Heimaloi. Two gersois, either le'ezra, to help, or la'azora, to help in the azora, not stam to do his household work in his house. Me'ez b'nei Yisrael, k'moi mitoich b'nei Yisrael. K'loima, misha k'loido, nivdelu l'kach b'gzeras ha-mokoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this. It's not that Am Yisrael is giving a gift. V'hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nesanam lo'i. Shenema v'etana salavim nesunim apostolic later on Parshas Nosoi, Hashem is giving the Levim to Aaron. Posuk Yud ves Aaron ves banov tifkoid v'shameru es keunasom v'azora korev yumos. And you should appoint Aaron and his children to do the Kohanim's job, namely Kabbalah Sadam, Zriko, Aktoro, and all the avoidas that only Kohanim could do. V'azora korev, a non-Kohen who does these avoidas, is chayev miso. Miso b'dei shamayim. Says Rashi, ves Aaron ves bonov tifkoid. Says Rashi, loshen pkidus, appointing for a job. Ve'inu loshen minyan, it doesn't mean to count. Similar, we had a similar word in Perek Aleph, posuk nun, v'ata hafkeid es alavim. There too, Rashi told us, it's not a count, rather an appointment of a job. V'shamu'es kunosom, they shall do the job of the Kohanim. Kabbalas domim, uzriko, ve'aktoro, v'avoides ha-mesures, the Kohanim only. Posugud ale, v'aydaber adoinoi, el Moshe le'mor, v'ani, hine, lokachti, es halvim. Mitoir b'nei Yisrael, tachas kol b'chor, peterechem. Mibnei Yisrael v'hoyuli halviyim. Says Hashem to Moshe, I am taking the Levim from among Bnei Yisrael, instead of the Bechoyrim, who were meant to do Avodah for me, but they're no longer roy to do the Avodah because they were choyte and chato egel. And therefore I'm taking the Levim instead of the Bechoyrim. The word peter rechem, the word peter means to open up, rechem means a womb. A bochoir is the firstborn, the first one to open his mother's womb. So the Pasuk tells us that Hashem took the Levim instead of the Bechorim who were meant to do the Avodah. And why were the Bechorim meant to do the Avodah originally? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kili kol bechor beyoy makusi kol bechor beret mitzrayim mikdashti li kol bechor beyisrael meyodom ad behemo li yihiyu ani adoinoi. Because all the Bechorim belong to me. How so? Why is that? Because on the day that I hit all the Bechorim of Eretz Mitzrayim, I killed them in Makas Bechorois. On that day, I designated all the Bechorim of Am Yisrael, whether humans and animals, belong to me. Ani Hashem. And why does the fact that Hashem did Makas Bechorois give Hashem the Bechorim in Am Yisrael? Two ways to understand that. Either because when the Malach HaMoves was sent to kill the Bechorim, the Malach HaMoves doesn't differentiate between Bechorim of Mitzrayim and Bechorim of Yisrael. We needed a special Hatzolah. Hashem had to save the Bechorim of Am Yisrael, being that he saved them, so they belong to him. Or because the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the final blow of the 10 Makos, was Makas Bechorois, and that's where Am Yisrael was saved from Mitzrayim. That is why the Bechorim were chosen, al shem the Makas Bechorois, not necessarily because they were supposed to die, rather as a thank you from Makas Bechorois. Says Rashi, Pozo Yud Beis, Vani Le Lokachti, Vani Mehichon Zochisi Bohen, where was Azoich and the Levim? Mitoir Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael should hire them, hire the Levim by giving them Ma'isa Rishon in order to do a job for me and the Mishkan. Through the Bechoirois that were mine, as Pasuk Yud Gimel tells us, and I took the Levim instead of them. Why? The Fishois avoid the Bechoirois originally. Pasuk Yudalet, Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe b'midbar Sinai l'emor, Pekoides b'nei Levi l'veis havoisom l'mishbachoisom, kol zochor m'min chodesh v'malo tifkedeim. And Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, count of b'nei Levi. And how do we determine if it's a ben Levi? Wherever Shevet his father's from, that's where he belongs to. Count the Shevet Levi based on their fathers. All the males from 1 month up, you should count them. What's unique about a month? Says Rashi, Mishiyotzo Mechlal Nefolim. Once he's not a Nefil anymore, until a baby is 30 days old, we're not sure that he's a viable baby yet. Once he got to 30 days, now he's a viable child. From that age and on, he's called Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh, as part of the family of the Levim who guard the Mishka. Omer Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shalom, Lo Mudo Yisei HaShevet Liyos Nimna Min HaBetan. This Shevet is used to already, in previous generations, being counted as soon as they're born. Shenema regarding Yechevet Baslevi, Ashal Yoldo Oysoh Lelevi B'Mitzroim. When was Yechevet born? Im Knisoso BePesach Mitzrayim Yoldo Oysoh. When they came into Mitzrayim, that's when Levi's wife gave birth to Yechevet. V'nimneis b'shivim nefesh, as she is counted among the 70 people that the Torah says came to Mitzrayim. Shekshat hamoy nechesh boinom, if you count up the names in Parshas Vayigash, lo timtzoim elo shivim choserachas, you'll find 69. But the Torah says 70 came down to Mitzrayim. V'hishlimo esem minyon, this is Yechevet bas Levi that made it up to 70. So you see, Shevet Levi, who is a descendant of Yechevet bas Levi, the descendants of Levi, but you see this family of the Levim, Yocheved, is counted minabet and as soon as they're born. Even though over here they're counted only from a month old, and there she was counted right away, because a month old is just a technical issue to make sure that it's not a nefel, but the Maisha, that's cool that they're counted as soon as they're born. Posuk tezayin vayivkoi doisom moishel piadoi noin kashel tzuvo. And Moshe counted them al pi Hashem, as he was commanded. What are these words al pi Hashem coming to tell us? Says Rashi, Omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heyach ani nichnas letoich oleim lodas min yanyun keyem. By the count of Bnei Yisrael, we only counted them from 20 years and up. Each one came, told me his name, gave him Achzah Shekel, and I was able to count. But now you're telling me to count babies a month old? I'm supposed to go into their tents and start counting their nursing babies? That's not Derech Eretz. You do your job, I'll do mine. Namely, he stood at the entrance of the tent. And this is the amount of children of babies in this tent. Literally, Hashem's mouth told Moshe how many babies are in each tent to count a Levi. The children of Levi were Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, besides for Yocheved, which Rashi mentioned before. The children of Gershon were Livni Veshimi. Had four children, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevroin, and Uziel. So Levi had a total of 8 grandchildren, Livni, Shimi, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevroin, Uziel, Machli, Umushi. Now, as opposed to the Shvatim, that each Shevet was counted as a unit, Shevet Levi is going to be divided into 3 units. Each one of his children, Gershon, Kehos, and Merari, are going to have their own count. Pasuk Chof Aleph LeGereshoin Mishpachas HaLivni UMishpachas HaShim'i Eileheim Mishpachos HaGershoni Pekudeihem BeMispar Kol Zachor MeBen Chodesh VaMolo And the numbers of Mishpachas Bnei Gershon, which included the families of Livni Veshimi, all the males from 1 month and up, were 7,500. Says Rashi LeGershon Mishpachas Av Livni, Kloima, LeGershon Oyu Apkudi Mishpachas Av Livni Mishpachas Ashnimi, Pekudeim Kach Vekach. Rashi is telling you that Posuk Chof Aleph is not coming to tell you that Gershon had Mishpachas Avlivni or Mishpachas Hashimi. That we know already from Posuk Yud Ches. Rather, you have to connect Psukim Chof Aleph Chof Beis and read it like this. The numbers of Mishpachas Gershon which contain Livni Vashimi are 7,500. Posuk Chof Gimel Mishpachas Gershon Yachareh Yamishkon Yachanu Yomo. Mishpachas Gershon camps on the back side of the Mishkan, namely the Meirov side that's called the back of the Mishkan. Unesiv Yisov la Gershoni El Yosef ben Loel. The Nosi, the head of the tribe, we call it a tribe, the third of a tribe, that Mishpacha of Levi, which is divided into 3, was El Yosef ben Loel. Posuk Chof Hei U'Mishmeres Bnei Gershon Be'oyel Mo'eid HaMishkon Ve'ho'oyel Michsei U'Mosach Pesach Oyel Mo'eid Ve'kalei Hechotzer Ve'es Mosach Pesach Hechotzer Asher Al HaMishkon Ve'al HaMizbeach Soviv Ve'es Meisorov Lechoyel Avoidosoy. And the job of Bnei Gershon and Oyel Mo'eid, namely what parts of the Mishkan did the Bnei Gershon carry? They carried the Mishkan. This is referring to Yerios HaMishkan, the first drapes that cover the Mishkan, those made out of Tcheles, Agomon, Tehila, Shoni, and Sheish. Ve'ho'oyel, the cover on top of that, the Yerios HaIzim, made of burlap. Michseyu, the cover on top of that. Machloikes, was it 2 covers or 1 cover? The Yerios Elimo Domim and the Yerios Tchoshim. And Mosach Pesach Oyel Moyed, the curtain at the entrance of the Oyel Moyed. The Kali Chotzer, the curtains around the Chotzer that made the Chotzer, including Ves Mosach Pesach Chotzer, the curtain at the entrance of the Chotzer. Both these Kali Chotzer and Mosach Pesach Chotzer were Ala Mishkan Vala Mizbeach Soviv. They surrounded the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. Ves Meisorov, its ropes. The ropes of the Yerios HaMishkan and the Yerios HaIzim, the Mishkan and the oil, need ropes to tie them down so the wind shouldn't blow them up. And this also includes the ropes of the kloim of the chotzer, as we'll see mefurosh in Parshas Nosoi. L'chol avodosoi, and all the accessories needed to put up the Mishkan and take it apart. Says Rashi, HaMishkan, Yiriyos HaTachtoinos, the lower drapes covering the Mishkan. V'hoyel Yiriyos HaIzim, HaSoyit L'gag, as a roof on top of the Yiriyos HaMishkan. Michseihu, Oyrois Eidim V'Atchoshim, Machloikes, where there was one covering, two coverings, as we saw in Parshas Truma. U'mosach HaPesach, Wavilo, in the curtain covering the entrance of the Mishkan. Ves misorov shel mishkon veha'oihel veloy shel chotzer. Rashi means to say, not the ropes that tie down the amudim of the chotzer. There were amudim, there were pillars upon which the kloim hung. The amudim had mesorim. Those mesorim went together with the amudim, and they're going to be carried by the Bnei Merori. But the mesorim that tied down the kloim of the chotzer, indeed, that was part of Gershon's carrying. It's connected to the kloim, as we'll see in the beginning of Parshas Nosoi. Adkan, the counting and the jav of the Gershon. Onto the counting and the jars of Nekehos. Pasuk Chof Zayin. V'likehos mishpachas ha'amromi u'mishpachas ha'yitzori u'mishpachas ha'chevroini u'mishpachas ha'ozieli. Eileheim mishpachos ha'kerosi. B'mispar kol zachor m'men chodesh v'molo shmoinas alofim v'sheish me'ois shoymerei mishmeres ha'kodesh. And the countings of the Bnei Kehos, including the four sub-families, Amro, Mitzor, Chevroin, and Uziel, all males from 1 month and up, was 8,600, and they are called Shemrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. Their job is to carry the Kelim HaMekudoshim of the Mishkon. Pasuk Choftes, Mishpechois Bnei Kehos Yachanu Al Yerech HaMishkon Teimono. And the families of the Bnei Kehos, they camped on the southern side of the Mishkon. Says Rashi, who else is on the southern side of the Mishkan on the outer circle? Usmuchim lohem degel Reuven achoinim teimono, as we saw above. Oy lo rosho oy lishchenoi. If you have a rosho, it will affect his shchenim, his neighbors. Lekach lokum em doson ve'avirom. Umosayim ve'chamishim ish im kuyrach ve'adosoi. Shenim shechuimo im amachlekusam. Who is part of the Mishpachos HaKohosi? Koirach ben Yitzor ben Kehos. This Koirach, we know him from Parshas Koirach. He started a machloikus with Moshe Rabbeinu. And who joined him? Dosov ben Aviram, who also came from Shevet Reuven. And the Mosayim v'chamishim Roshei Sanedrois. Rashi tells us, beginning of Parshas Koirach, most of them were also from Shevet Reuven. Where did they get this idea to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu? They got it from Koirach. Oy lo rosho, oy lishchenoi, that they were joined together with Koirach with his machloikas against Moshe. Pick your neighbors wisely, although here they didn't have a choice, but if you do have a choice, make sure to choose them wisely. Posuk lamed unesiveis ov lemishpachos hakehosi Elitzofon ben Uziel. And the one in charge of the kehosim was Elitzofon ben Uziel. This Uziel is the fourth son of Kehos, Elitzofon, his son was the Nosi. Umishmaltom, Horoin, Vashulchon, Vamenero, Vamizbechoi, Zuchlei, Akoidesh, Ashoyoshorosu, Boheme, Vehamosor, Vechoi, Lavoidosoi. And what was the job of Bnei Kehos? What did they carry? They carried the Oroin, the Shulchon, the Menoiro, both Mizbechois, Mizbech HaPnimi, Mizbech HaKtoires, and the Mizbech HaChitzoin, the Mizbech HaOilo that they brought the Kobornis upon, Uchlei HaKodesh, all the other Klei Kodesh, the Mizrokim, and the knives, and the other Kalim that they needed in the Mishkan. The Amosoch, you're wondering, the Mosoch, we saw above in Posuk Chavov, that's what the Bnei Gershon carry. How could they both carry the same Mosoch? Says Rashi. The Amosoch is not the viloin, the curtain at the entrance of Oil Moyed. Rather, this Mosoch in Posuk Lamed Aleph that the Bnei Kehos carried, he a poroiches. Shav he kuy a poroiches Amosoch. In Parshas Vayakel, it's referred to as poroiches Amosoch. So Mosoch over here, even without the word poroiches, is referring to poroiches. V'chil avoidoso, once again, all the accessories needed in order to carry these items. And the poroiches that the Bnei Kohos carried was not carried separately. As we'll see at the end of the parasha, they used the paroiches in order to cover the oroin, and that's how they carried the paroiches together with the oroin. Posuk lamed beis unesinisi eyalevi elazor ben aroin akohen pekudas shemerei mishmeres hakodesh. And the Nasi, the one in charge of all those in charge of all the Levim, we saw above that the Nasi of Gershon was Eliyosef ben Lo'el, the Nasi of Kohos was Elitzofen ben Uziel, the Nasi of Merori, we didn't see it, but we'll see in Posuk Lamed Hei, was Tzuriel ben Avichoil, and who was in charge of all these three Nasiim? Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen. And his job was to be in charge of all the Levim, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. Here the word Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh is being used in a different connotation than in Posuk Chof Ches. In Posuk Chof Ches, when it's only referring to Bnei Kehos, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, their job was to carry the Kelim HaMekudoshim. But over here, referring to Elozor ben Aaron, who's in charge about all the Levim, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh is a word that includes all the jobs of carrying every part of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, Nusi Nesiyah Levi, Memuna al Kulom, Val Mahi Nesi Usoi, Pekudas Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, Al Yodoi, He Pekudas Kulom, He was in charge of giving out the instructions for everybody. Ultimately, everything is under His charge. I'm not sure why this posuk was put in the middle. We didn't finish all the jobs of all the Levim. We still have the name Merori to go. We don't even know his Nasi is yet. I would have put it at the end, after Merori. The Torah put it over here. I don't know why. Ad kan the counting and the jobs of Bnei Kehos. Onto the counting and the jobs of Bnei Merori. Posuk Lamed Gimel. Li Merori, Mishpachas HaMachli, Mishpachas HaMushi, Eileheim, Mishpachos Merori, Ufkudehem, Bemispar, Kol Zachor, Memen Chidesh Vamolo, Sheish Esalofim, Umasoyim. And the counting of the Bnei Merori, which included the Machli and Mushi families, all males from 1 month and up, 6,200. And the Nasi in charge of the Bnei Merori was Tzuriel ben Avichoil, and Bnei Merori camped on the inner circle, right next to the Mishkan, on the Tzofoin side, next to Machane Don, on the outer circle. Ufkudas Mishmeres Bnei Merori Karshei HaMishkan Uvrichov ve'amudov ve'adonov ve'chol keilov ve'chol avoidosoi. And the job that Bnei Merori were given to carry, over here for some reason adds the words ufkudas, both by Gershon in Posuk Chof Hei, and by Kehos in Posuk Lamed Aleph, and simply said umishmeres, umishmaltom. Over here, in addition to mishmeres, it says ufkudas, I don't know what that's coming to add. What was the job of the Bnei Merori? They carried the kroshim of the Mishkan, the beams that made up the walls, the brichim, those are the bolts that connected the beams, the amudov. This refers to the amudim, both holding up the mosoch of the Mishkan and the peroiches, and the amudim holding up the kloim of the chotzer, and the adonim of the Mishkan and of all the amudim. Here too, there's a difference between Bnei Gershon and Kohos and Merori. By Gershon it says L'chol Avoidosoi in Posuk Chavov. By Kohos it says L'chol Avoidosoi in Posuk Lamed Aleph, which I explained means all the accessories, all the kelim needed to put up the Mishkan and take it apart. What the word V'chol Kelev over here is coming to Marbe, I don't know. Posuk Lamed Zayin Ve'amudei Echotzei Yosoviv Ve'adnehem V'seidoisom U'meisereihem. Correction, I made a mistake. In the word ve'amudov in Posuk Lamed Vav, it's only referring to the amudim of the Mishkan itself, that the mosach was hung on, and that the peroiches was hung on. The amudim of the chotzer are not included in Posuk Lamed Vav. That's a special posuk in Posuk Lamed Zayin. The amudim of the chotzer upon which the kloim hung, together with the adonim, the sockets that the amudim go into, and the yeseidoisom, the pegs and the ropes to hold down the amudim of the chotzer in place. Posuk lamed ches v'achoinim lifnei amishkon ekeid mo lifnei oyehel moyed mizrocho moyshe ואהרון ובנוב, שומרים ממשמרת המקדוש למשמרת בני ישראל, והזוהר הקורב יומוס.
And those who camped right in front of the Mishkan at the entrance, Lifnei Oyel Moed, on the eastern side, that was Moshe Aaron and his children, and their job was to guard the Mikdosh, to guard Bnei Yisrael from entering over there. Because Vazora Korev, anybody who is not a Kohen and not a Levi, namely a Yisrael, and goes into the Mishkan, Yumos, is Chayim Misa B'dei Shomai.
Says Rashi, Moshe V'Aaron Ubono, Usmuchim Lohem, who are their neighbors on the eastern side, on the outer circle? Degel Machane Yehuda. And who goes with Machane Yehuda? V'achinim olav Yisachar u'Zvulon. Toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shcheinoi. This is contrasting. The neighborhood of Koirach and next to Reuven, over here you see the opposite. Lifi shoyu shcheino shel Moshe, shoyu yisek batoiro, nasu gdoilim batoiro. All three shvotim. Shenemar Yehuda mechoykeki u'mebnei Yisachar yoidei bino roshei mosaim, which is referring to mosaim roshei sanedrois, u'mizvulun moishchim meshevet soifer, also zvulun had talmidei chachomim. All this b'schus of their neighboring Moshe Rabbeinu.
Posuk lametes kol pekudei alveyim asher pokad Moshe ve'aharoin al pi adonoi lemishbecho yisom. Kol zachor mimen chodesh v'malo, shenayim ve'esrim olef. And the complete count of all the Levim that Moshe and Aaron counted what Hashem told them to do, all the males from a month and up, were 22,000.
Says Rashi, Asher pokad Moshe ve'aharoin, nokun al ve'aharoin. In the Sefer Torah there are dots on the word, on each letter of the word ve'aharoin. To teach you, the count of the Levim did not include Aaron. Aaron was not counted. I took out a calculator, and the numbers don't add up. Count up the numbers, you'll see there are extra 300. 7,500. 6,200, a sum total of 22,300. What happened to the missing 300? And Frek Rashi, the kasha is even more severe.
We're going to see in the next topic that the Torah tells us a cheshbon that there were 22,273 bechoros, and there were only 22,000 levim. We need every levi to be poida one bechor, but there's more bechoros than levim. There's 273 extra bechoros more than levim, and the Torah has to find a solution. How do we poida them? We'll see later on. But where's the problem? There are more levim than there are bechoros. Really, there are 22,300. Why did the Torah hide those 300? Would have saved us a lot of trouble later on.
And what Rashi? Amru Rabbi Seinu Maseret Bechoyrois. Oison Shloish Moiz Levim Bechoyrois Hoyu.
Those extra 300 Levim were themselves Bechoyrois. So they cannot be poide other Bechoyrois because Dayom Sheafkidu Sheafkidu Atzmon Minapidyoin. They have to be poide themselves. The tzad bechoyr sheboy has to be poided. The tzad levi sheboy has to be poided. The tzad bechoyr sheboy, and therefore he cannot be poided another bechoyr. And therefore these 300 are not counted over here. Milz Hashem, you'll have a better understanding of this Rashi after we learn the next topic. So after you learn the next topic, come back to this Rashi, read it again, and you'll see it will be a lot more richer. Adkan the third topic of the counting of the Levim.